This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of the full moon. Yep, another one of those cooking this week. Let's see what else we can find to cook, if you know what I mean. You like how I did that, ladies? You know what?
Yeah, I get
we're
going
to cook up this week. Oh, yes, it is. It's Monday. Yes, 19th. We have a lot of turkeys. I don't know. A lot of people on the air say that. Oh, we got this guy. It's a turkey. Yeah. No. All right, that sounds like the Grinch who stole Christmas, right?
From the 1970s. I don't know if people call each other turkeys anymore.
Man, I'd be. Okay, Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Doug Steffen is here. Jennifer, we circle back around to you to give us the main point at the beginning of the hour.
Well, we have some election results after 14 right. years since the last election. We've been able to come to some sort of conclusion. First in Georgia, this one happened, I think, on Friday. We may have even spoken about it on the air, but Stacey Abrams conceded, although she said she didn't win the election, but she also suggested that there was wrongdoing in the state of Georgia. So Brian Kemp is the official governor-elect in that state. I'm sorry, in Georgia. I don't know if I said Florida. In Georgia.
So is he responsible for the bad doings, the malfeasance?
You're the only one I've heard say that, aside from her. So maybe. I don't know. I don't live in Georgia, but in any case, Brian Kemp seems to be.
I hold him responsible. That was his job.
He was Secretary of State, sure. Yeah. Okay. So he is moving on as the next governor of Georgia. Now, in Florida, where they were doing the count, and then they did another count, and then they were hand counting, well, the counting is now over, and Andrew Gillum, who was the mayor of Tallahassee, is conceding to Ron DeSantis, who is going to be the next governor of Florida. And then we just found out on Sunday that Rick Scott is going to be the next senator of Florida, beating out the incumbent Bill Nelson. Bill Nelson actually conceded online on Twitter and also on one of the Sunday shows. And this was after this hand counting process. I don't know if you guys watched how this all went down, but this was so bizarre. They had tables of six, and they had 100 tables in this room. And at each table were two election attorneys, one for Democrats, one for Republicans, and then they had some workers. And so how they would do this is look at a ballot, try to figure out what the voter meant to do. And they'd either put them in a Democrat basket, a Republican basket, or they'd put it in a panel basket. And in the panel basket, they would sit and fight it out over who was going to actually get the vote. Those were the ones where, like, the guy had, like, marked through both categories. So it's a really interesting process. I'm so glad I didn't have to do that this weekend. But in any case, it's over in Florida.
Wow. Hooray!
Thank goodness.
That's it. All right, so all the elections
were open to interpretation.
Isn't that strange?
I've never heard that before, ever. That's incredible.
You know, they always have the like rules on that you're supposed to mark like within the circle, and I always thought that was just kind of a silly thing. But I'm assuming all the people who did this are people who didn't go to high school with Scantrons, because I got so much practice with that. I was like, how do you color outside the lines?
Standardized testing, hello.
What's a Scantron is? Oh, that's
there you go. Yeah, it's one of those. It's you have this
testing sheet.
Yeah, you basically have the sheet that's covered in bubbles, and then you've got your test packet along with it, and then you go through and you fill out A, B, C, or D.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's been going on for a really long time. Scantrons
have
been around
for a while. And if you go outside the line, you're
it can negate your whole test if you mess up too much. Yeah.
And obviously people are doing that with voting, because that's the same kind of voting ballot that I had. So.
All right, while we're in Florida, As I'm going to just finish my comment on Georgia, not anything different than what I've said before. I have no trust in the system in Florida, nor do I have any trust in the system actually in Georgia, where the guy who is in charge of the election, by some stretch of the imagination, wins the election when half of the electric voting machines don't have electricity, don't have batteries, they don't operate, they don't work. I'm sorry, I have no trust. That guy doesn't do... And I'm not sorry. Why do I say I'm sorry? We often say that, Jennifer. You say, oh, I'm sorry. No! Nothing to be sorry about. That's what people ought to be thinking, frankly, about that. There's no... Why
would
you have trust
in the system? How do you not recuse yourself for that? I just don't understand. So no one said to him, like, not even his wife said, hey, you know, maybe it would look better if your... whoever your undersecretary is should take over monitoring the election. It just... I don't know. It just... ethically, it's so messed up. I don't want to say anything else.
The system is
non-radio friendly, but yeah, it's totally bizarre.
Effed up.
Well, it's no more a problem. You know, I don't think that the problems in Georgia are bigger than they were in any other state. I think that because maybe some people didn't like the outcome or whatever, I think they're trying to use that as a narrative. What I do take really big issue with is provisional vote. These provisional ballots, they're causing so many problems. I've never seen anything like this in my life where on... just personally, from where I live in California, on election night, races were called one way, and then 3 weeks later, they said, oh, not so fast. This is actually what's happened. We've counted provisional ballots. Provisional ballots allow people to vote twice, three times, four times, five times, and they're not being checked. They're not being monitored. And I think if we're going to pretend or at least feign outrage about an election, we have to start talking about these provisional ballots. These are huge, and people are using them more and more. They're registering as an absentee and then showing up at the poll, and there's really no way for them to count whether they're voting twice or not. I saw it happen right in front of me in line in California when I went to the polling place. I don't know. It's a big problem.
I think we can probably talk about all of them. I think that there's a lot of election problems, and it's not just one or the other.
Look at Florida. Look at Florida.
Trying to make it convenient for people before things. No. No. You got a job to do. You're a citizen of the United States of America. Your job, you have very few jobs. One of them is to vote. Vote, vote, vote. And so there's no more of this, oh, we'll make it easy. But no.
And the thing with Georgia, we heard about the voting machines not working, but the ones that worked, I don't think anybody's calling into question whether or not those results were reported accurately. I guess that's what I'm getting at. Is
the optics are bad, Jennifer.
Yeah, well, of course, the optics stink. But when you go to a polling place and you have a machine in front of you and you stick your ballot in the machine, your vote counts, it counts once, and we know how that works. It's the other ways that people are using to do it that really leave open. And this is not from one side of the aisle or another. It's just it leaves the option for people to really abuse the system.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah, it has been. It's eroded. Actually, the system, the good feelings about the system are eroding. Meanwhile, while we're in Florida, the state has decided to sue the largest pharmacy chains in the country because of the opioid epidemic. Attorney General in Florida Pam Bondi added CVS and Walgreens as defendants in a complaint which was filed last spring against the companies that make and or distribute these opioids. The amendment alleges that the defendants engaged in deceptive marketing practices and have helped to fuel the national opioid epidemic. The other people on the suit, Purdue Pharma and, they're the biggest ones because they make OxyContin. So the suit calling out these two huge companies, two of the state's biggest opioid distributors in Florida, noting that the latter sold 285,000 orders of Oxy in a town of 3,000 people. How the hell do you do that?
When you think about that, it's almost 300,000 orders for 3,000 people in the town.
So every person is getting...
Wow.
Florida is seeking a jury trial. Alleges the two chains violated state law because they failed to stop suspicious orders of opioids. This sounds like an episode of Bull. I get the jury on and I get them educated as to what an unreasonable quantity of opioids is.
Well, at this point, pretty much everybody knows someone. Maybe it's not directly in their family, but they know someone who's been affected by this.
Yeah, right.
So,
42,000 people, Victoria, died from opioid overdoses last year. The last year data is available. 40% of the deaths involved a prescription for opioid. 40%.
It's not these. I think people think that drug addicts like have needles in their arm and walking down the street. Well, that happens. It's now the guy that's working in the office behind you or your neighbor. Yeah. It's like they get hooked after a surgery or something totally innocent, and then their life is ruined. It's scary. Yeah. And I remember you talked about Florida. I remember the same kind of story coming out of a town. I think in. Was it
West Virginia? Right?
West Virginia, that's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They had, it was something very similar.
A massive
number of prescriptions were written for a town that had like 1,500 people or something like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, it's something that they need to be held accountable for. It was all about money. Maybe it was just careless on their part. Maybe. If that's the case, all right, then... You should have done something about it on your own before somebody yanked you up by your bootstraps. But it's the biggest here. I told you the story when I had my finger off, and I went down to have the operation, have it fixed. I never did put those pictures online. Did I? No, I didn't.
I don't think anyone sees that.
There are some things that don't need to go online.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, my finger got all chewed up, and when they operated, they just, they shot Novocaine in it. It was an interesting process because they sprayed it with nitric oxide to freeze it. Then they give you the needle and freeze,
and they cracked it off.
numb on your... Yeah. Mm. And then they operate on it. And so the lady who was the assistant there said, you're going to have horrible pain. We'll give you oxy. And I looked at her and I said, nah, don't bother because I don't need it. And she said, well, I'll give it to you just in case. But she said, they give you a separate piece of paper for oxy, and you have to sign this and sign that. And I signed the stuff in the office, but I threw the prescription away because I wasn't going to take it. I had a lot of aspirin, and it was fine. Because I'm a tough guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A tough guy. Anybody, there's no reason in the world, especially now, I say that in Massachusetts because there's two pot shops opening today. First time, Massachusetts legalized pot 2 years ago, and the first two stores are opening today.
Now, that's recreational, right?
Yeah, recreational.
So you could go in this afternoon and buy some?
Yeah, right. But I could. There's already a line that was one little town called Leicester, which is north of Worcester. There's 1,000 people outside the store right now. Waiting to go in. The store won't open until
Green
later.
Green Friday. Oh, wait, no, Green Monday.
Right. Right before Black Friday.
Whatever it is, yeah. So, recreational marijuana is one thing. Having medicinal marijuana is something else. And there are all kinds of studies. My son, who's a drug and alcohol rehab counselor, said there are all kinds of studies that show how much better the overall effects for pain management using some kind of marijuana derivative versus using... an opioid, or it's a joke, opioids, the results you get with marijuana. So I'm not advocating using marijuana. I think good, strong aspirin probably, for most people, will do. If you had an operation on your, you had a heart attack and had an operation on your heart or your gut or something, then it isn't going to work for that. But think before you use, I guess. Here's something to be used by everybody. I got my Power Swabs tube right here. Boys and girls, you ready? Here's the demonstration. You snap open the Power Swabs tube. Power Swabs, by the way, is a fabulous teeth whitener. There's a lot of these things around, but there's nothing like Power Swabs. The all-natural ingredients whiten your teeth, and you do it once every 5 days or so. You just stick the little Q-tip into the tube, and you whiten your teeth. You don't have to do it on the inside. And then in about 5 minutes, people are going to look at your teeth and they're going to say, wow, what happened here? Yeah, the teeth are getting better. They're whiter. Power Swabs is the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. Transforms your smile, makes it whiter in 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I could see the difference. Everybody's using them here. You should be using them there. Call 208 No, let's use the 800 code. 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV. Get them at half price. Clean up those teeth. 800-208-1797.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
And Aldean together performing at the Country Music Awards last week. She made headlines also at the same time for slamming sexism in country music. This song, Drowns the Whiskey, they sang on the show, reached number one on the charts last August, nominated for Single of the Year, Vocal of the Year at the CMAs. The singer's lost Single of the Year to Chris Stapleton's Broken Heroes. Earlier in the week, Miranda did an interview with the Washington Post where she was quoted as saying, "Yes, I do. I had to sing with someone with a penis to get to number one. I do like this person, Jason Aldean, a lot. So it was a great song with an old friend." But then she added, "It's an interesting thing that I haven't even had a top 20 hit in a long time. And then it goes number one because there's a dude with me." We looked at how many singles or records were sold for the top 10 songs right now. I'd probably triple it on the record sales, so that doesn't matter. Anyway, it's not the first time, apparently, Jennifer, she stood up for her fellow women in the country world. Back a couple of years ago, she responded after a radio executive made headlines claiming female singers don't perform on country radio. Quote, "If you want to make ratings in country, take females out," said this guy. "If you play more than 15% female on country radio, your ratings go down."
It's really,
it can't be true. That just can't be true. Okay, and so my observation on this is that country music does have a female problem, but as far as what gets played on the radio, but I would tell you this, there are a lot of strong female country music stars who are getting played right now, like Kelsey Ballerini and Casey Musgraves and what's-her-face, Maren Morris, that you like, Kara, and of course Miranda Lambert. But to Miranda's point about not being number one on the list,
because I don't think her stuff has been as good. I think she wrote a lot of serious stuff because she wanted to do a lot of getting back at Blake Shelton. And she wrote an angry kind of, not even angry.
Yeah, but a lot of the guys do that same thing.
No, no, but I'm saying the quality of the music was more about her therapy than about what everybody wants to hear right now. And so
how does Taylor Swift make that work for her then? Because she does revenge albums.
This is what I'm saying. It's not that it was angry. It's just that it wasn't very fun. And the music wasn't very good. Taylor Swift songs, when they're angry, are fun. Miranda Lambert used to be really fun. Her last album, and I hadn't even really thought about it till now. I used to be a huge Miranda Lambert fan, and I've cooled, and I think it's because I just didn't like this last album very much.
Is that the Broken Wings album?
Yeah.
Whatever,
I mean,
it was something.
I liked Tin Man, but when you have a whole album of, like, of just
F.U. Blake.
Yeah, well, and kind of slow and not real fun. Like, this is original Miranda, and it's fun. And I think that she just maybe lost some of the audience that liked her for that sound. But
and maybe that's why the Pistol Annies group is doing so well. Because it's not about Blake.
And it's not about, well, and actually one song that they just released is, but it was a fun song, like I'm getting back my last name kind of deal. So, yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe give it one more album, Miranda, and if you're still not getting to number one, well, then maybe there's a problem.
Maybe there's a problem.
Right.
All right, speaking of problems, the state of Alaska has changed what they use for music on hold. Not anymore are they going to put you off to nap time when you call. The Portugal the Man, this is a group, right?
Portugal the Man, yep.
Yeah. They were, are they from Alaska?
They are.
They started in Wasilia. Who else started there, Jennifer?
Wasilla, Sarah Palin.
I can see Russia from my front porch.
Right.
Anyway, the Portugal the Man donated use of the song. This is Phyllis. Only one song?
I think they have five total of different Alaskan artists. Yeah. Oh,
really? Okay.
Although this song's getting so much play right now on radio, it does feel like it's already on repeat.
Really? So, well, that's how much of that stuff you're going to listen to, especially if you're dealing with the DMV. You'll be listening to all five and then another five and then another five on top of that. But anyway, so it's interesting. Let's see if some other states copy that that point of view or that mission. Portugal the Man and they have five tunes. On hold in Alaska, for those of you listening, 28 past the hour, listening in Alaska anyway.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcome to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering, and right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable, but think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two big elections in Florida now settled nearly 2 weeks after Election Day. Ron DeSantis facing no more obstacles to become Florida's governor as Democratic opponent Andrew Gillum conceded defeat over the weekend. And now U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, the Democrat, has conceded to his challenger, Florida Governor Rick Scott.
I will continue to fight on and on for the inalienable human rights that are the soul and glory of the American experiment. Civil rights, women's rights, LGBT rights, and the sacred right to vote. We must end all forms of voter suppression.
The death toll from the Camp Fire in Northern California is now at 77, and nearly 1,000 other people remain unaccounted for as the day begins. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 34 at the hour on the Monday, November 19th version of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan also is along for the goody-goody department. And Kara Schillen is in charge of how things sound when they come out of your speaker. We only have our thoughts in our mouths and a microphone and information in front of us. But Kara's got those green buttons, red buttons, yellow buttons, blue buttons, white buttons. They're all there. And she can push them at any time. That'd be the end. Big, huge responsibility. Okay, let's get to something else. Victoria, you have, I'm sure, something that will cause us to think about important stuff, or at least one important thing, one important stuff.
Well, what's trending right now is Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York. He is apparently weighing a 2020 presidential run.
Good.
And he's also in the news because he donated a big chunk of money to his alma mater, Johns Hopkins. And when I say a big chunk of money, it's a big chunk
for him,
of money.
He's got a lot of money. How much?
Well, it's $1.8 billion.
I love him.
Billion is what he gave to Johns Hopkins. And the gift,
I feel it
will,
when I donate $150.
I know, right? This gift of this gift of $1.8 billion will fund financial aid for qualified low and middle income students at Johns Hopkins. And the university will now be able, he says the university will be able to make future admissions decisions on a need blind basis without considering an applicant's ability to pay, and it will be more of a focus on who's qualified. And he said America is at its best when we reward people based on the quality of their work, not the size of their pocketbook.
Yep, good idea. He's a very smart guy, and I hope he runs for president. I said that last time around.
Yeah,
he's
making an
excellent
vote, sure.
Yeah. Excellent president. You might even get
Jennifer's vote.
You know
what's funny? Of all of my friends, I have a lot of friends who voted for Trump, and every single one of them said they would have voted for Bloomberg over Trump, which is really interesting because Hillary was never an option for this group of friends, and yet it's one of those things that, like, my biggest, most Republican friend, Tom, hi, Tom, he sometimes listens, he loves Trump. Like, Jennifer is nothing compared to how much of a Trump lover Tom is. And
is he up
election,
to the Hannity scale?
Hannity. He's way up there. And even he said he would have voted for Bloomberg without thinking about it over Trump. It's just so interesting how people have that. There is a Democrat-Republican middle ground on Bloomberg.
Uh-huh.
See, the reason I don't have a lot against Bloomberg. I think he did some great things for New York. I didn't live there, so I can't be the full judge. But what I don't like about him is I like small government. That's why I'm a conservative. I want less government, not more government. Mm-hmm. And Mayor Bloomberg is a big government guy. He wants to tell people all sorts of things, regulations on sodas, regulations on business.
That's a small part of the job.
Don't care. That's a big part of what I think is important. So it's a priority for me, and that's why I wouldn't like Bloomberg. But that being said, I think two things when I think about Bloomberg running. One, I think he could be one that could be a great threat to Trump because he knows him. He knows how he operates. They both have a similar story to tell, except Bloomberg actually has had political experience. So I think he could be a big threat to him.
He's also got
what I would hate, well, that's exactly why I would hate to see him do it, because what I think it would evolve into is who has more money, and they would go back and forth, and I think it would send the absolute wrong message to people saying that you have to be Bloomberg or Trump before you can make a serious run for president.
That is the case. As disgusting as it is, that's a good realization.
I know it
Jennifer.
Is.
It is disgusting that people like all of us who would make great candidates for really high office, we didn't get there because we don't have that kind of dough. And I'm not going to go around begging and pleading, oh, please give me some money so I can run for something. No! But that's, I mean, a lot of people get a lot of the just, they feel legitimized, I guess is the word. I don't know. Whatever the right word is, they feel like they have something if they have a position of power. So, speaking of power, today, Monday the 19th, is International Men's Day. Pass that along to Miranda Lambert, will you please? Followers of fashion there. International Men's Day started in 1992 by Thomas Oster, professor at the University of Missouri, where he taught classes on men's issues. He proposed six
core... I could teach a class on that, couldn't you, ladies?
...objectives for a men's day. They were A, celebrate men's positive traits and contributions. B, improve gender relations. C, focus attention on men's health and well-being. D, remove... what is this? I don't know what that word is. Misandry? Never heard of it.
Oh, like misogyny.
Is that what it is?
Yes, okay, well, it's just the opposite version of it.
Thank you. Isn't that funny? I never heard that word before. You all have used it, obviously, or have it in your vocabulary. It's not part of my wheelhouse. Anyway, increased life options.
Women are just smarter. Go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute.
On International Men's Day, let women school you.
Well, I want to know where the... This is my counter to... Where's International Women's Day?
There is one.
Is there? When?
I don't know what the date of it is, but...
Right. I want to know. I would like to have a celebration of women and have it be equal to whatever attention is paid to men.
I think it gets much more attention than International Man's Day. I've never heard of International Man's Day, maybe because I'm not a man, but Women's Day is March 8th, and that's like a big deal all over social media every year.
All right, well, let's make this a big deal on social media, too, by the way. International Men's Day, an opportunity to recognize men who don't fall into traditional manifestations of masculinity. Gay men, bisexual men, transgender men, masculine non-binary people. Huh? All right, you want to help me with that one? What's non-binary mean? Two things.
Non-binary is, that's... It's one of those, it's kind of a new, one of the new definitions.
Yeah.
It's one of the new definitions that falls under the LGBTQ I think it's in the
but
I.
Okay. So what does it mean?
Well, if you're
non-binary, without a clue,
if you're non-binary, it means necessarily that you may not that you don't subscribe to a specific gender. You don't subscribe to, if you're a very masculine woman, but you identify as a man, then you would be masculine non-binary. It's another new category, new-ish category.
Yeah. So I'm out to lunch in that department. All right, let's get to the television report. Kelly Ripa has done what I expected would have been the case had this poll been done when she actually was on with Michael Stahel when he was on the air with her. Good Morning America. She was not happy when he quit. TV insiders point out that Strahan's talk program GMA Day is being beaten by Ripa and Ryan Seacrest by a lot, actually. By about a million people. I have nothing.
It's not surprising. It just
he's a nothing guy. He doesn't.
I find him boring, but you know, it's
horrible.
And well,
self-serving.
I don't think Seacrest has a whole lot more personality, but he and Kelly have a really good rapport, and I think Kelly's kind of the driving force on that show.
Absolutely.
So I think you can kind of put anybody with her, and she's still going to be like bubbly and fun. But it just seems so weird that like they launched the show with Strahan with like a Kelly Ripa lookalike. It just seems weird. It's like, well, hey, if you like Strahan and Kelly, here's a new version.
But they're
of
both
it.
on ABC. They're both ABC productions. So what's the point? So he's on at 9, kind of like the Today Show stays on at 9. Now back to Al Roker at 9 o'clock, right? Wasn't that where Kelly was for a while?
She is on at 9 still, isn't she?
I thought she was gone.
Well, it depends. Who are you talking about? Megyn Kelly?
Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah, she's gone.
Oh, Megyn Kelly. Oh, wow. Yeah. I thought you meant Kelly Ripa.
Talking about
no,
Tiffany
sorry.
Kelly.
I should have said Kelly. Yeah, right. So anyway, I don't... There's a lot of bunkum there. Here's something that I think we all ought to be concerned about. I know I am, because there are a lot of great community television programs or features here locally. I want to watch city council meetings, Board of Health. I want to see the meetings. And there is a change. The Federal Communication Commission is adopting a new rule that community television groups say is going to gut their funding. This is not just going to affect local government and educational channels, but the national stuff. If in fact we are going to want or keep local cable stuff going, the local citizens are going to have to pay for it. Once again, double taxation without representation. We paid for this. The FCC has a budget of, I don't know, $9 billion or some ridiculous thing that they waste every year on lots of BS. But now they are taking comments on a proposed rule that would move quickly toward regulatory approval that would allow Verizon, Fios, Comcast, Xfinity, RCN to limit the amount of spending for community programming that was negotiated as part of their license agreements with each city and town. So the FCC will co-opt whatever the local deal is, once again, just like net neutrality, at the hands of these bastards that run these companies. And that's the only thing I can think of. They are so out of control. This is what monopolies give you. up, tuck it as far as they can up your keister. Verizon, Fios, Comcast, RCN, petitioning the government so that they don't have to provide community access cable TV studios.
So that's what they call public access, right?
Yeah.
So no more public access.
Well, no more public access.
I think more than it making it like net neutrality, I don't think that you can compare those two. What's happening is that you've got...
I compare these, them because the FCC is behind both of them as the big companies petition the FCC
the ones
to not have to spend. That's why I'm putting them together.
Right. Well, because it used to be that every local franchise would have a different operator. So if you... Should we use Spectrum, Time Warner, any of the big guys?
Yeah.
Let's just use Spectrum. So if Spectrum, if you were a Spectrum customer, it meant that you had a general manager, a marketing manager, you had all of the finance people and customer service people within your community. And then it kind of spread and said, okay, well, now we have regional offices. Well, now basically Spectrum has maybe four divisional offices throughout the country that oversee all of their national properties. That what they're doing, and this is just how business is going, is that they're centralizing all of their operations so that, for instance, you've got Time Warner in New York and you have Cox Communications in Virginia where all of their corporate offices are. They're centralizing those locations, meaning they don't have local people at their offices anymore, which is the lack of desire to want to do local and public access. And then you couple that with the city's, with people's lack of desire to watch public access, and now you're having them make these agreements with the city that don't include those channels, which were once mandated by local cities if you wanted to renew your franchise.
I'm not.
I used to be in cable.
Yeah, you did. Matter of fact, you were.
I still am, actually.
Yeah, you are. CRN Digital. Which, by the way, Alexa, play CRN 1 on TuneIn Radio. Hey, Google, play CRN 1 on TuneIn Radio.
So now you've made everybody's devices in their home go crazy by doing that.
Get the DJV show on the air. While we're into the broadcasting, before we get the schedule for tonight, Jennifer, I noticed for radio and television, this fire, the campfire, there's a number of them, but
it's
apparently...
It's still burning, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Both of them are, Camp and Woolsey, but Woolsey's closer to being out than the campfire is.
There were 16 radio and television towers up north and 18 in the southern fire that basically melted from the heat of the fire. They just collapsed. So these stations, television stations, radio stations are not on the air until they get up a new antenna. But the heat was so... If you ever look at the steel on a television tower, it's like 4 inches around, tubular. This is heavy-duty stuff. So the heat got so intense that the steel buckled and the towers fell over.
Jeez.
It was
still over 1,000 people missing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,200 in the campfire.
Oh. A lot of coverage of this. The television news, special reports, that sort of thing. I don't know if it's on your schedule for tonight. What is on your schedule? I just know Bull is on. That I know. What else is on?
Well, it's Monday Night Football. It's the Kansas City Chiefs going against the Rams. Rams are having a really, really good season. So are the Chiefs, by the way. People are saying this could be a Super Bowl precursor, right? You can see what it might be like. So check it out. Monday Night Football on ESPN tonight. ABC has week 9 of Dancing with the Stars. This is considered to be, I think, the semifinals, or they're getting close. They're close to wrapping up. That's on ABC tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of The Good Doctor at 10. CBS has new episodes of The Neighborhood. They're celebrating Thanksgiving tonight. Happy Together at 8:30, Magnum PI at 9, and Dougie Bull at 10 o'clock is new tonight on the CW. That's your favorite.
Dougie, comma, Bull, yes.
Right, that's right, Dougie.
Bull.
CW has New Arrow and DC's Legends of Tomorrow. There's new Real Housewives of Orange County tonight on Bravo. And let's see, on Fox, The Resident is new, followed by a 9-1-1. On NBC, the top 13 perform on The Voice. And that's, again, moving towards the end of their competition, followed by a brand new episode of Manifest. And big revelations tonight on Manifest, if you watch that show at 10 o'clock on NBC.
Yeah, you watch it?
No, I actually have it on my DVR, but I haven't gotten to it. I just finally got caught up on the Jersey Shore and the Real World Challenge this weekend, so now
I'm
can watch
Jersey
it.
Shore too.
To everything.
Jersey Shore. Did he get married yet?
Situation? Yeah, yeah, not on the show, but yeah,
not on the show. Yeah, they haven't showed it on the show yet. Yeah,
Victoria lives in the same place he does, so.
I know, and by the way, your complex is beautiful. I see it all the time.
Oh, thanks.
Right. And before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. We have the services Victoria Keelan now to update us on a couple of very important technology items, including how the Keurig coffee thing can be used to make cocktails.
Yes. Now, this is something that people have been waiting for a long time. Keurig actually teased a cocktail machine a couple of years ago. I want to say it was at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show that's held in Vegas every year, that usually is a precursor of a lot of different tech products that we see on the market a few years after they are debuted there. And this was one of them. Keurig teamed up with Anheuser-Busch, and they've launched this new version of a Keurig machine. It's called DrinkWorks Home Bar, and it takes the idea of their very successful coffee pod machine, which I know Jennifer has one in her house, and they're in a lot of offices, and basically now you can make pre-mixed cocktails with this new machine. Unfortunately, you can't convert your existing Keurig coffee maker to a cocktail version. That's very unfortunate, but maybe in the future they will do one where you can do both. But the new product looks sort of similar to a Keurig, except instead of warm coffee, you get a mixed alcoholic drink. It's also pretty high tech. It has an iOS app for your iPhone.
You can control the...
Yeah, right. You can control the appliance and assist in pod refill orders all from the app. The home bar costs $299 and each cocktail pod costs $4. So the launch will include 15 different cocktails, including the very popular Moscow Mule, a margarita, a mojito, and a Long Island iced tea. The drinks can be made in three different sizes, 3.9 ounces, why bother, 6.5 ounces, getting warmer, and 8.1 ounces, okay, that's about normal for a regular cocktail. So the machine and the beverage pods are initially only launching in St. Louis, Missouri for right now, but they are available for pre-order online through the DrinkWorks website and a few other select retailers starting today. So get your orders in. This will be in time for Christmas. This is going to be a good gift this year.
You know, they could take a lesson from my old advertisers, the Dental Jet and the Rectal Jet, where they could just change one of the pieces, and then it becomes a valuable tool for something else instead of, it's like a two-for-one deal. Remember all those discussions we've had of the dental jet and the rectal jet? All right, you used to have an advertiser, you just change the head, and you can use it for different...
Oh, my God, move on!
All right, Netflix is honoring the death of Stan Lee with an Easter egg in their search menu.
The Geek Out.
You don't have to be a geek to understand the importance of Stan Lee or be affected by the news of his death. The godfather of the comic book industry was not only responsible for the creation of many of the greatest characters in history, he was an inspiration to a countless number of writers and artists who followed behind him to this very day. It was a stunning career that began in 1939 when Lee joined Timely Comics, which would eventually become Marvel Comics in 1961, and, well, you know the rest. To celebrate Stan Lee, Netflix has an Easter egg for fans. In their search window, type Stan's famous sign-off, Excelsior, and you'll get a list of all the Stan Lee-related content in the Netflix library. Stan Lee was 95.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
Next up on Tech Talk, Barnes & Noble has a new Nook.
They do. The Nook is their e-reader.
Yes.
Yep. Well, nooks and crannies. So, yeah, so the Nook, or like a reading Nook is probably why it's named that. That is Barnes & Noble's, essentially, it's an Android tablet. It is $129 retail. It's 10-inch reader. It's bigger than a Kindle. It's actually gaining in popularity. And now they have a few new accessories for the first time, a charging dock and a keyboard that attaches to it to actually make it more like a functioning computer. The new charging dock will retail for $35, and it holds the Nook up for landscape viewing, meaning if you turn it to its side, it gives you a bigger screen. And the latest addition to the Nook line is more than just a reading device. It actually now connects to the Google Play Store, so you can use it to watch movies, you can make video calls on it, and you can listen to audiobooks. And I think this is probably going to be one of the most popular items this Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Let me be the first to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas from the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.